from Atlanta. It's the Adult Swim Podcast, Summer Showdown Edition. This is Matt, and I'm here with Max.
Ooh, the pretzels are frying. We're ready for the finale. We've been cutting them down from 64. We're down to two shows. You guys voted tonight. We'll find out who rises to the top.
It's the Adult Swim Summer Showdown. Champignon. What a summer we've been having. 7 weeks, I think. We started with 64 of the best Adult Swim shows of all time. As per ratings, digital and linear, we took the top four heavy hitters. We put them in four different quadrants. Squidbillies, Robot Chicken, Rick and Morty, and Aqua Teen Hunger Force. We cut it down to 32. We cut it down to 16. We cut it down to 8. We cut it down to 4 in the final fromage. Monday, we cut it down to 2. Here we are tonight. Rick and Morty, Aqua Teen Hunger Force. The Champignon. Are we sure Assy's not in it? Check with Krazar. Our esteemed panel of judges featuring Krazar.
What an exciting evening. Thank you for having me.
Now, Krazar, tastes like love in chat says, I'm here for an hour of tedious discussion before we find out who won.
Tedious? I don't think so.
Not with that costume on. There's nothing tedious about that.
But more like titties and tush, though.
I'm just here to see who the winner is, even though a certain show lost by such a slight margin. Wouldn't you say?
Well, I'll tell you what Billy Arnie says. Matt and Max will stretch this out for the next 52 minutes. Sadly, I'll have to watch the video tomorrow.
Damn straight. We got nothing else to do. It's a quarantine.
COVID life.
The esteemed editor, founding father, foundational figurehead, bumpmaster. What else? Michael Cahill.
That's it. I think that's it. I do yard work in these COVID times. If you need your backyard cleaned up, leaves blown, some pressure washing, light pressure washing, I'll get on that.
You have your own pressure washer.
I do, actually. I find it to be really it's a happy place. Like, you can't fix a lot of things right now, but you can literally just erase dirt and problems by applying water at high pressure, and it's really, really zen. So I highly recommend it.
We'll put you on the spot right now. Who do you like tonight, Michael?
Well, I would like the shows that got beaten already. But, I mean, Rick and Morty, I'm going to start talking like a sports guy. Rick and Morty is a juggernaut. I don't know how they can come up against them and defeat. Both of them are great shows. I know the guys that made Aqua Teen Hunger Force. I love the fact that it was a stupid side plot on a Space Ghost episode. So, in my heart, I'm pulling for Aqua Teen.
Michael Cahill, thank you. Who's next?
Me.
The esteemed head of programming, Adult Swim, Kim Manning. We mocked you on Monday for picking Eric Andre to go all the way. Who do you like tonight?
I mean, I think we all know that Rick and Morty is the juggernaut, right? But I think this is going to be a tough, tough battle because Aqua Teen is our roots. Aqua Teen's been here since the beginning. And I think it's going to depend on who came out to vote. It's hard for me to predict. I don't know. I'm going to call it for Aqua Teen, I think. But it all depends on who came out to vote.
Kim Manning. Who's next, Max?
We have Casper Kelly.
Hello.
Let's
there.
Talk about Casper Kelly. Too Many Cooks, Stroker and Hoop, Your Pretty Face is Going to Hell, among other things. Published author.
Yes.
Who do you like tonight?
I think it's going to be hard to defy Rick and Morty. My heart's with Aqua Teen. It's kind of set the whole tone. But I like to think of, I would be happy if Aqua Teen wins, but if Rick and Morty wins, it's sort of a passing of the baton from one generation to the next.
Now, Casper, I got a question for you.
Yes, sir.
Stinkbrand says, where's Lazo or Olin?
You know, you're asleep. Right. They get a healthy salary. Well, one gets a healthy salary. One is retired and has the time. Where are they?
They're running the numbers.
They're keeping the company alive. One's keeping the company alive. One's golfing, probably, even this late, with maybe with a flashlight.
Does he that might a thing? Be watching.
He might be watching. Hello.
I think
you are.
Sometimes he should call.
I think
him.
He's on the beach. He's on the beach in North Carolina, waiting for the end.
It's not too late to call in. If you guys want to call in, Michael or Michael, 708-794-6386 is the number. We open that up to all listeners. We'd like to hear from you. Who's it going to be tonight? We've come down from 64 to 2. Welcome to all our listeners coming in from the Adult Swim Con over on Twitch. Welcome to Bill Yarny, Kiwi VRS, Tony Almeida, and everybody else in chat. Max, show us the brackets, please. Let's take a walk down memory lane here.
Absolutely. And I'd love to go over, there's a lot of things I want to go over tonight. We even have, for a future moment, Matt, when you want, our two top user-submitted bracket people to talk about their decisions. Do you want to see some of the early narrow victories, Matt?
Let's see them. Walk us through it.
Today's episode is the Champignon. An early narrow victory was Tender Touches, a show I co-created, won 52% over the Jellies. It went as far as the quarterfinal, but was knocked out in the end by Venture Bros. And, of course, early on, Xavier Renegade Angel had 51% over Ballmasters. Now, Krazar, how did that feel?
What an upset. I would also like to add, on my thoughts on the two top contenders, that I happen to root for Aqua Teen Hunger Force because I'm quite a fan of the Moon Knights. I also love that meat wad.
Can you do a meat wad voice?
I'm meat wad. I'm a piece of meat. He sounds something like that.
Let me put a question out to our participants here. Some people are saying that the nature of the voting may determine or may sway the actual results. This was people voted on Instagram Live. Michael, you're deeply involved with that. Tell us what you think.
What are they saying? That is a mail-in ballot issue? Is the voting rigged? Is that what they're trying to suggest?
I think maybe Rick and Morty audience might be more fluent with the platform than the Aqua Teen audience.
We did.
I mean,
you need to know this, McCahill. We had an older lady call in who insisted that she didn't know how to vote.
She
was confused.
Grandma.
And also said Rick and Morty was made by pedophiles. So it was not only Grandma. It was
it's a QAnon mom.
It was a QAnon mom.
Oh, that's beautiful. We just had a giant flare-up on Twitter on Sunday over an off-the-air video that was up 2 years ago. It was a really great piece, and it was completely absurd intentionally. But we literally had, like, we were trending number 4 for the whole day because people thought we were trying to say you should beat babies, and that's not what we were saying at all. So I kind of, I don't know, QAnon moms, I don't know, I feel a little sorry for them. I can see that if you're older than 45, then, yeah, Instagram Live's probably not the best bet. We should have had write-in ballots. We should have drawn this out a lot longer and, like, made people come to William Street to cast their ballots.
It's only 10:15. It's not too late. That's a great idea. We could have had a ballot box out in front of William.
Yeah, have people drop stuff off. I have a question about bracketology, like how you guys weighted things, because it strikes me as a pretty fair balance of shows, because oftentimes when you're looking at, like, the, you know, NCAA, Sweet 16, that kind of stuff, March Madness, teams get lined up that shouldn't be there as geographical. But this, who did this? Who did all the planning in terms of laying out the bracket?
Well, as we explain every week, Michael, this was done, Michael. this was done where the division of the four heavy hitters into four different quadrants by combinations of results and research into digital and linear numbers. And then the rest of the positioning was calculated with a little game that my old intern Bailey made called. And if I go to the file is called, I always get confused because I go to it. It's called Mac Build in the folder Bracket Final. But when I play it,
Okay. There's
a little eyeball that goes around and shoots, and then we'd see what two get chosen by the random shots. So in
that's
this case,
all,
it
that's
been...
all you should have done. Yeah, that's genius right there. Just let it be that app should decide everything.
And in fact, Kim is using
the heavy hitters.
Kim is using it to program
for
next
programming?
2021.
Nice.
Yeah.
Schedule the shows.
I use like a pachinko machine, actually.
That's even better. Yeah. Like you fly to Tokyo twice a week and use a pachinko machine to program the air.
For our big
That's
Konami
our
sponsorship.
She hasn't made a decision in months. She just uses that machine.
No. or we use a guinea pig. We put like a pellet on one side and a pellet on the other side, whichever one he goes to. Okay, so but this was some serious work. Like, you guys had to put a lot of thought into creating fair brackets, or shows would have murdered other shows.
Well, the thing is, though, it wasn't fair, though. I mean, as we saw, Rick and Morty
defeated
Perfect. I mean, it was randomized, but people still got upset at us.
Well, you're never going to please everyone with a bracket. That's absolutely impossible. You'll please anime fans before you please bracket people, honestly.
That's a quote.
All right, I've got a question. Go ahead, sorry.
Yeah, go for it.
I have a question. If Tim and Eric Awesome Show had been in the same bracket as Venture Brothers, how would that have gone?
Well, I was thinking about why these shows ended up where they did and like where they are in the timeline of Adult Swim. So Space Ghost was before we even had technically Adult Swim. And then Aqua Teen's like the early 2000s. And then Tim and Eric Awesome Show hit in 2008. We got, like, I'm looking at it timeline wise, and Rick and Morty was 2015. So you've got literal generational baton passing. If you guys want to answer what you think would have filled in early, like 2010 on, in terms of the Backbone show, I'd be interested to hear that. Because I was trying to find a slot for where is the big show for us on the network that would have been a baton passer and could have been the top of the seed if you're talking basketball tournaments.
In 2010?
2010 through 2015, yeah.
Because that's like the end of Awesome Show. I was going to say that.
Right?
Huh. I'm wondering, do you guys think it would have been Rick and Morty and Aqua Teen almost no matter what, Kim? Do you think it was always down to them? Or do you think different positions we would have gotten a different semifinalist? Would it always be Rick and Morty?
No, because you had Metalocalypse and Venture Brothers and Space Ghost all on the same tier as Rick and Morty. I think that made it difficult for those shows to get through. You had Venture Brothers versus Metalocalypse. I think that was a really tough one. There were lots of matchups that I would say were really tough to call. So, and I mean, there's also the fact that some of these shows had one season and some of them had 10. It's difficult to match these shows together, I think. Or when you think about like Tim and Eric, they had three shows in the running, four. Yeah. It was Beef House, Decker, Bedtime Stories, Awesome Show, and Decker.
Yeah.
Weighs it in their favor, I think, for something to slip through. Maybe
Max,
not.
Let's go quadrant by quadrant and get some opinions here. Let's start with the north quadrant.
All righty. And then I kind of, Matt, if you don't mind, I'd love to afterwards go check out the path to the champignon so you guys can look. Because when you look at the comparisons of the results, I think there's an interesting thing in the timeline as we track the roads that both Rick and Morty and Aqua Teen went down in this. But here's the north quadrant. Matt, what did you want to say?
Well, first of all, it's outrageous that Perfect Hair was put up against Rick and Morty. I mean, Perfect Hair starred Kim Manning, who is part of this show.
I agree.
It's outrageous that it got knocked out immediately. That's the first thing I'd like to say. Space Ghost obviously should have knocked out Tom Goes to the Mayor in the first round. That's a no-brainer. Moral Oral, I think, probably the same. Beyond that, Venture Birdman, that's kind of a tough one. The biggest upset maybe in the whole tournament, I think, is in this north quadrant with Venture Metalocalypse. What do you guys think?
That's a fair assessment because Metalocalypse has got a huge fan base. But Venture Brothers, I have a soft spot for it because those guys art direct that show into the earth and they are completely in the zone. So it would, I don't know, it'd be nice if you guys, if Perfect Hair didn't go up against Rick and Morty, if it went up against something else and became like a Cinderella that made it to the last stages, that would have been amazing because I still love that show because that shouldn't ever have been made on television like a lot of our shows. And that's why it's awesome to work here because just I was in the room next to Dave's room when they were cutting it. And I just kept hearing all the same audio loops over and over again. And I knew, I was like, it's going to make a lot of people angry, but it's going to have, I don't know, a soft spot, staying power.
Well, I want you to hold on to that thought about Metalocalypse too, because when we look at the road to the champignon, my insight, I think we'll have insight there, will be relevant. Matt, Eastern Quadrant. This is where all the Harvards and the Yales of Adult Swim are.
Home movies controversial because of Squiggle Vision, maybe. Eric Andre kind of a no-brainer, is very much in the zeitgeist. Brack Boondocks, Brack losing the Boondocks, that's interesting to me. Aqua Teen knocked out everybody from Drinky Crow to Black Dynamite to Boondocks. Makes sense to me. What do you guys think?
Krazar?
Birdman. You will believe a man can fly.
Wait, Birdman was in the North Quadrant, Krazar.
Oh, yes, yes. Well,
Boondock, do you believe a man can boon?
Yes. I actually believed Boondocks would make it much further, but was that, did they lose to Aqua Teen Hunger Force?
They did indeed.
Well, they made it quite far. Eric Andre, quite far.
Hey, what was the numbers with Eric and Aqua Teen?
Eric and Aqua Teen.
How close was that? Eric Andre and Aqua Teen.
I have to find that real quick. I will find that real quick. Eric Andre versus Aqua Teen Hunger Force.
Somebody in chat just said we should do anime, and I completely agree.
I think
we should have
an
anime bracket and set the world on fire.
Wow.
That would be fun.
What do you think would win?
Cowboy Bebop. The tsunamis.
I feel like an American Cowboy Bebop would win, right?
Maybe. Probably. I don't know. Samurai Champloo would be good. It's hard to say.
I don't think Cowboy Bebop would win anymore.
Yeah.
What about JoJo? Yeah.
JoJo's pretty good.
Who did you want it for? Boondocks and Aqua Teen?
No, Aqua Teen and Eric Andre.
Aqua Teen and Eric Andre. Okay, that was like round five.
Are there
right?
64 animes that we could put in such a bracket?
Oh, yes. There's probably far more than 64. But I would say like Dragon Ball would win. Like some, like that's our
You're
juggernaut.
Right. It's the Rick and Morty of, Rick and Morty of anime.
Yeah, they were.
That's my vote.
Rick and Morty, I mean, Eric Andre versus Aqua Teen. It was 61-39.
Wow, that's much more of a blowout than I would have guessed, because Eric Andre is very beloved.
I think the trick is the beloved versus like the big numbers, like because that's the shows I love don't have huge audiences, but and I think Metalocalypse had that against Venture, where it's like Metalocalypse has a very rabid fan base, but Venture's maybe wider known. I don't know, or Metal.
I don't know. I never thought of Eric Andre as niche, though. But maybe it is.
He's not niche, but he's got, I don't know, compared to Aqua Teen, and it's been around longer too. There's got to be a certain level of like replays that come into play here, where you've got an edge if you've been around for a while.
Yes, and you grew up with it. That you know, the kids today, that's what they grew up on. When they were kids, and they weren't supposed to watch Adult Swim, they watched Aqua Teen.
I will say, like. I mean, not that it's not also its own thing, but that Eric Andre was interested in pitching to us and like really excited about doing his talk show because he loved Space Ghost. So he's kind of a child of, you know, like it's a, anyway.
Princess Beard says, please do an anime bracket. It's quarantine. What else are we doing?
It would be amazing if we anime bracketed it up. It's going to be tough to like lay them out in a grid, but there will be such amazing passion and fury from that, we can probably light the internet on fire. Because I don't think anyone's done that, have they?
Matt, I would co-host it if you'd let me.
I recuse myself. I know Pat Labor.
That's all Matt knows is Pat Labor. Do you guys want to see the path to the champignon before we invite our or submitters, what are they called? Submitters?
We want to see the other two quadrants also. So
oh, absolutely. Let's do that first. That makes more sense. The Southern Quadrant, Matthew Harrigan.
Tigtone and Decker. Decker went all the way up to C-Lab, a foundational show for the network. Fat Guy Stuck in the Internet didn't really get much traction. Minoriteam, same for Minoriteam. What else is down there? I can't zoom in close enough to see it.
You've got Mary Shelley's Frankenhole.
Lucy.
King Star
Lucy,
Kings.
Daughter of the Devil.
Black
Saul the Moment.
Going on to greatness.
Is Saul the Moment in there somewhere?
Saul the Moment is in here.
He's
I
in
think
the
he
Western
might be in the West.
Eagleheart is here.
Mike Tyson knocked out kind of early to the Tim and Eric Juggernaut.
Well, that's two men versus one man, you know.
Three Busy Debras, maybe.
But one of them is Mike Tyson.
True.
That guy stuck in the internet lost to Frankenhole.
Yeah.
Some of these pairings are interesting, I would say.
Keon World's in chat saying, I'm not on yet. Chill, lol. Well, we're going to get to Keon soon. I'm sorry, Keon. We're dealing with this. We're looking at this. We're understanding who we are.
Squidbillies knocked out early as one of the top four shows on the network.
What took it out?
Tim and Eric. Awesome show.
That's amazing. Okay. But, I mean, Squidbillies is, if you're from down here, you get that show. I love that show, but I also have to explain it to people that are not from the Southeast.
And yet, it was a heavy hitter based on ratings. Maybe that's because it's been on for so long?
Maybe. But that's surprising. I mean, but Tim and Eric Awesome Show, that, like, when we, back in the day, I would watch, like, local access cable and bad religious programming, and that show is basically that somewhat. That's why I loved it, because I was like, this is what I couldn't find when I was younger. So we would just watch, like, literally the horrible religious channels, and those were better than the stuff we were making in some regards.
Exactly. I mean, yeah, it was exactly that. It was, like, super exciting when you first saw it. But I do think it's interesting that, for us, animation always outperforms live action, almost always. And so for Tim and Eric to knock out Squidbillies when they're both shows, like, Squidbillies is, like, one of our top five, I think, like, for performing on air. So it's interesting.
Oh, that's fascinating. Yeah.
Max, let's go to the final bracket.
The West Side. Everyone's eating, what were those called? Cronuts. Is that what they do in California?
A couple of Tim and Eric's in here. Bedtime Stories and Beef House. Xavier not going as far as I thought it would. Mr. Pickles dying early. Super Jail making it all the way before knocked out by Robot Chicken.
That's a big show.
I like it. Not as much as Ball Masters.
Who would you vote for, Krazar? Super Jail or Ball Masters?
Oh, that's evil.
Ballmasters, of course, but maybe the other me would vote for Super Jail. I don't know. You know what I was surprised about?
The other me?
Tim and Eric fan, but I was really surprised how far they made it in the competition. I didn't think of it as a show that had so many followers. Do you all think the same?
I did. Well, I got it. There was a point at which somebody came up to me and said they wanted to do an exhibition of Tim and Eric at the Whitney Museum in New York, and that's when I was like, that show is starting to, like, get traction. I loved it, but I love a lot of shows that are, you know, not normal and you're not going to find everywhere. But that was when I was like, this is getting some, like, cred in places I would never expect it to. And I don't know that it ever happened, but I would love to go to the Whitney and see a Tim and Eric, you know, overture. That would be amazing.
I think it really influenced comedy and advertising and a lot of stuff I see coming up now. In terms of editing, is influenced by that show.
Yeah, and the purple mattress ads those are some of the best shows on the air on Facebook, at least. Like, there's stuff when they're just running ads, like they would if they would be on Tim and Eric. That's, I wish all advertising would eventually just become one of our shows.
The YouTube chat Sex Zed says, "I forgot about Your Pretty Face Is Going to Hell. Love that show."
Oh, thank you. You're my hero.
Safe and Aquitus Darkrender says marriage is technically slavery.
Interesting.
Unrelated.
Mm. Was that a show we did?
Yeah. Marriage is slavery. Okay, now Kim's going to defend marriage again.
No, I'm not. I'm not. I might complain about the Instagram voting but I think I was just thinking, like, there should be a bracket for our specials, too. Like, you know, like, because why isn't, there are some specials that we've done that I, like, where, how far would, like, Too Many Cooks make it in a bracket like this? You know,
that's a good question.
That'd probably win, though, right?
Number one.
That would win.
I also like
Bear second.
That DJ Dog Pound Dance one.
Yes, he's great. Dog.
Yes, Pound House.
Doug is great.
Yes, I love that one.
We should just do brackets forever. Now
can
we
you do a and you could do a Smalls one. That would be bananas.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
It's more recent too, so it's like, yeah, and usually most of them have
every
the same
individual
amount of
small. It's every episode of every small.
You know, somebody had one of these episodes. Somebody had a good idea. I thought it was a good idea of individual characters.
Oh,
that
I like
that.
That's a good idea. Well, I was going to say that maybe this is a different thing, but do like an Oscars where it's like best art direction, best character, best, you know, best, or maybe that's too nerdy, but where you could kind of go, well, this thing really excels at this one thing.
If we can do worst sound design, I'd be interested. We should pick some of the stuff that's so lo-fi, it should get an award.
Just do scenes. Can we do like...
Oh, that's a good idea. Have scenes battling it out?
64.
The path to the jumping yo.
Is like the 11 minutes of that Space Ghost episode where that ant is just marching, which is always so brilliant to me. Anyway.
The first match...
What does this mean, Max?
This is tracking our two... championshipers, jumping Yonish, and every match they had. At first, Rick and Morty won 74-26% to Perfect Hair. Aqua Teen won 90-10% to Drinky Crow. Aqua Teen was fucking sweeping in the beginning. 73-27, that's pretty similar for Rick and Morty's next match. Oh, against Loiter Squad. Oops. These are in the wrong place. I dragged them wrong. Against Loiter Squad, and Black Dynamite was 82-18%, though. Aqua Teen crushing it compared to Rick and Morty. But something happened here. And I have a theory that when we got to round three was when we had the Instagram audience expand, and we were on the Adult Swim Instagram, and not just the AdultSwim.com Instagram, Matt. Because then suddenly Rick and Morty's 81-19% on Space Ghost of all shows.
That hurt my feelings a little bit, but... Maybe it is the Instagram, because the Space Ghost has an older audience that doesn't vote by Instagram.
And you also see in the next one, even Venture Brothers, 72-28%.
Yeah, they got stomped.
Whereas Aqua Teen is used to be winning hard and now is just way closer. Of course, every matchup is different, but still. And their most recent matchups in our final formage, 66-34% of Robot Chicken, 66 both the same numbers.
That looks like it's voting fraud. 66? That's the devil's number. Come on, guys. We know this is now. This has been faked. Somebody bought the election.
This is another QAnon right here.
This is the original QAnon.
Recount the votes.
This is AAnon, Animation Anon. Deep State came in and basically corrupted the entire process.
Is there a way to do, would we do the voting differently next time? What would you guys
ballot on the rooftop? You have to drive to Atlanta.
No, it's quarantine world. I think I think there should be multiple ways to vote. Like, why couldn't it just be a link you click and then there's a poll and you click the thing on the poll?
That's not a bad idea.
To the Instagram.
The interwebs.
You have to watch all the story. You have to like click through all the stories. I don't know. It felt a little complicated. It wasn't easy to give a link to.
It's not easy to vote for president. I mean, you have to go stand in line at a church for 3 hours.
Right. Could we set up voting all across the country? Because that would be amazing.
Yeah.
We could put shows up and piggyback onto give people the drinks.
Yeah, like we'd have a Boston really thing idea. Again.
You could
before you go, before you vote, could you just to tell us what you prefer when it comes to animation and then hold them up and we could affect the election.
Perhaps you could elect an Adult Swim electoral college of some Adult Swim
that's genius. Friends.
Then the voters on Instagram would have to vote for their electoral college,
right.
And then they'd have to take it just like the real United States.
That would be amazing. We could have conventions too. We could make
I'm
this just a cash cow.
Even voting quasar, like I think, like shouldn't it just be you just tell us what the best show is?
Far from me says
very, very fair.
Kim, far from me says, Kim, what you're saying, the link and stuff, it's throughout all the bullshit is better. But I honestly think, I've got a feeling less people would have voted if we just put out a link. I've got a feeling that
right.
Like, people interact with those Instagram stories. As soon as they see it, they have to click on an actual link, they fucking hate it.
You're right.
Smarter than that's my cynicism.
They're not going to use the like a .com scenario as much as they would use
I know.
Social. Which is I sad because then it skews the voting younger than older.
Right.
So we just have to teach. We need to
well, especially
create a new campaign
are we
that's Gram for the Grams. It's teaching grandmas how to use the Instagrams. No QAnons. We're
you're
done
talking
with those
about,
people.
But. You're talking about me. But yeah.
No.
I mean.
And also, if a separate web page happens, Kim, you have to limit by IP address or login, like username or something. You know, there's all these things that you also have
you can,
to start controlling.
You can rig it that way.
You know what might be interesting, though? If you redid the vote. But the
Crazer, you don't know. You're going to say electoral college again.
No, not again. I was going to say, what if it was the same system, but they were in the different quadrants and different lineup just out of curiosity to see who won?
So you're saying redo it.
You never know if it might
reseed
change
it.
Because some of the metrics were quite strange.
I mean, we are in a very low trust society right now. And I think that if I do think a lot of people are going to question the outcome of this, however it falls.
Yeah.
And doing it again and changing it up a little bit, if we had the same results, that is unquestionable. And that might be worth doing.
If you repeat it, then you know that the vote was accurate. So it's not just an Instagram skew or something like that. That's not a bad idea. What if we limited it to people that have tattoos of our characters on their skin? Mm. That's really? The only people who can vote. Yeah, exactly. People that are committed.
I would also like to see the
interview
and the specials.
Yeah, tattoo your vote on your skin.
Well, I'd like,
right, and then we'll take it. That's great.
I'd like to introduce a couple of people who maybe also have tattoos of characters on their skin. Our two top user-submitted Braxters, Kian, World, and Anna. Can you guys unmute yourself and join us?
This is exciting.
Hi.
Welcome, Kian, World, and Anna. Congratulations on the two top brackets out of all the submissions.
Nice.
Very brainy.
Congrats.
Thank you.
Kian, World is one under Anna.
Well, that's right.
And depending on who wins, it could be a tie or Anna could win. And I'd love to think about your guys' decisions, what your hardest decisions were, and what your biggest regrets are.
Let's start with Anna.
Anna, with 55 correct, our current leader, pretty much tied. What were your big decisions? Your big incorrect I see is that you thought Squid Gillies would go in the bottom instead of Tim and Eric. And you thought Joe Pera would be on the left.
Okay, so in regards to Squid Billies, I thought it would be further ahead in the bracket. From my perspective, I mean, first off, it's animated. So usually animation tends to beat live action. And also, I just thought Tim and Eric had, like, I don't know, I guess more increasing hate them. I don't know. Like, I don't know if I'm making sense, but I do see some people who, you know, can't stand the show in forums. So I thought, well,
reverse
I'm not
fandom.
Sure. I hate them. I don't know. Hate and like.
That's
fandom.
A good term.
I might steal that. I think
I
I'm
like
gonna
that
borrow
term.
Hate them. Yeah.
I really
like,
am.
I feel like people. I don't know. Like, I feel like Eric Andre is much more beloved than Tim and Eric. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think that Tim and Eric are they're polarizing, whereas Eric Andre, you just jump into that mess and you eat it, and that's his fans are super hyped. Whereas Tim and Eric, whatever, I like they're like the bagpipes. You either love them or you hate them.
Yeah, and they both specialize in like absurd humor, so I don't know, I guess.
Why do you think Pera would go so far in the Western bracket? Because it seems like you had Pickles and Xavier and Pera going further than they did. What was your thoughts there?
For Pera, I was more surprised that Supergirl. I knew Supergirl had a fandom when it came out, but I didn't know it would still have like that following years later.
This person is just picking new shows. She's young.
I was like 10 or 11 when Super Jail came out.
Wow.
But in terms of Pera, I mean, you also have to take into account the Joe Pera special, the relaxing footage that came out around, like, I think, was it before the showdown?
Yeah.
Right.
So
very
I thought that would also
it, yeah.
give it a boost.
Yep.
Very smart.
Very smart.
You're planning. You're a gambler, Anna.
What I'm risk averse, but when it comes to, you know, cartoons, like, I like to bet my money.
Kismet says, even if Aqua Teen wins, I wonder if Rick and Morty will be willing to step down. What do you think about that?
Wow.
They won't leave office. There's no way.
No, Rick and Morty is a behemoth at this point. It's
exactly.
Just a behemoth.
Juggernaut behemoth. Yep.
Now, Keon, you also saw Joe Pera and Xavier going farther, so it seems like you're both surprised by that. But oddly enough, also, one of your biggest mistakes is that you saw C-Lab going all the way in the Southern bracket.
Yeah, I think it's more so because I saw Mike Tyson going farther than Tim and Eric.
What made you think that?
Honestly, I have no idea.
So you just feel lucky to be here. You don't know anything about any of these shows.
You want to get punched out.
I mean, I feel like C-Lab would have beat Mike Tyson, but Tim and Eric clearly beat C-Lab. So, like,
this is a battle. Like, of course, Mike Tyson's going to win a battle, right?
But do we really think, like, metaphors that have to do with the content or characters of the show apply?
Yeah, definitely. Absolutely. That's the only way I think. I live through metaphors.
I feel like Tyson's more polarizing than Tim and Eric.
I think you're right. I think maybe not at the beginning of the show, but certainly now.
Like, even today, I don't see people talking about Tyson cartoon on social media.
No.
Yeah, I think I was just a little biased there.
So you're a big fan of that show, Keon.
Yeah.
Give us one of your favorite jokes.
Don't put me on the spot like that.
I can't. That's literally...
That was totally uncalled for. He's not a pro, Max. That's just rude.
Well, I just want to hear, like, oh, do you like it when...
Stop
like,
it, dude.
The pigeon's like pigeon. Are they having threesomes? Like, right? That's what the pigeon says, right?
Yes, probably. I need to rewatch some of it.
You guys think Norman McDonald's ever had a threesome?
Did you guys guess at any of these, or was it all really well thought out? Did you take a ton of time to pick and labor over each choice?
I think I made this in like 5 minutes.
Nice. You just said, screw it. I'm making it.
Anna, how about you?
For me, I made the bracket the day after the first showdown aired. And I've been a longtime viewer of the network. Like, at an age where I would be way too young to watch it. But
so
we
warped you. We're responsible for warping you. Let's be honest about that.
Damaged.
Yeah.
But that's interesting.
Yeah,
like,
you damaged me.
Does your mom think this is cool that it's one of your one achievements? That you're one of the leading members in a bracket competition for cartoons popularity on Instagram?
Yeah, that's been my number one goal in life, just to appear on this show, and after that I'm done. Like, I've already fulfilled.
And you peeked out today? You're peeking right now.
Yeah.
Nice.
You're enjoying it. It might not come back again.
But going back to my bracket, I just kind of figured out, judging by, you know, like, how well most of the shows are, how guessing, like, how famous they are, which one's more obscure. And so, I mean, I guess, like, in terms of, like, you know, me choosing, like, Rick and Morty or Aqua Teen, like, I was round the dot. Because they're both in their own way.
Well, it seems like both of you thought that. Both of you were pretty on the money for the East and North brackets. You both got it dead on.
Yeah.
I do have a question for these smart guessers and also the group here. Do you think people voted on what their actual favorite was or what they thought would win?
That's what I wanted. That's what I want to know. Yeah. Good question.
Well, let's ask these guys.
Jim, the head of programming, has the smartest brain.
For me, I'll admit I do love some shows better than, like, more than Aqua Teen. But I do recognize, you know, Aqua Teen's entire legacy. Because it's also one of the longest. Has it been, like, the longest running show? No, I think maybe Robot Chicken, but Aqua Teen definitely left its mark on the network. So I do feel like that's going to overtake, you know, other shows that I love.
I bet Meatwad's skid mark is delicious.
What?
Yeah, what?
What?
And Anna, if you're correct, like, Aqua Teen is a longer running show than Robot Chicken. So.
Also, Anna, you sound a little bit like
15 years.
I didn't go bragging with a billboard in LA.
Anna sounds a little bit like Ji Young. Are we sure it's not Ji Young that's called in and pretending to be? No,
there's too much excitement, Cahill, for it to be Ji Young.
Okay, sorry. Everything's a conspiracy, so I'm just going. I'm vetting it. We have to vet these
people.
I'm
sorry.
Guys.
This is Dave and Ji Young on the phone. I only know two
right?
people.
There we go.
Max, tell these guys beautiful. What they'll win if they win.
The marathon of that show at some point. Matt, go into the details.
Kim, I'll let you tell them.
Oh, yeah. So tomorrow night, we're going to run a marathon.
Also this medal.
Whoever wins on linear television. but starting at midnight, running till 4 a.m., whoever the winner is going to get 4 hours. And both Keon and Anna picked their favorite episodes. And so
depending on who wins, that's the marathon that plays?
Exactly. We've got them both like ready. We just got to push the button.
Imagine the royalty checks.
Show them the other cool part, Max.
And of course, this medal.
That's a pretty shiny medal.
Look at that. Look at that.
Pretty.
I'm going to hang up on my wall.
I want
is that real
medal.
Or is that a collage?
Max, there's a back to it.
Yes, of course there is. Esteemed participant of the 2020 Adult Swim wow. Summer
is it,
Slam.
Is it 10 feet across? Because that would be beautiful if you couldn't
it's
really wear it.
It's a 10-foot medal that you can't wear. You have to put it in another house.
Or you just have to get strong.
Matt, I don't know. Is it time to show the winner, Matt?
I defer to you guys. What do you guys think? Is it time?
What time? How much time do you want to talk about the passion after the winning is won?
I think we should take calls. I think we should see the result.
Take a couple calls. We need to get some calls.
No, I mean after
the winner's
result.
Okay.
I think people should
call
in.
People can scream about this was a robbery, et cetera, et cetera. Okay.
Yeah,
really want to know who won.
And Keon and Anna need to be able to be like, oh, my God, I won. Oh, my God. Krazar, why don't you tell us when to play the winner video?
Right now.
Rick and Morty's the winner.
There it is. Oh,
there is fury in the chat. There's fury in the chat. Get the calls. Get the calls.
Oh, wait. Wait, seriously?
Are you guys okay? So
absolute fury.
That means that, you know what that makes it, though? Keon and Anna's brackets are tied in correct guesses.
We both win.
Wait, how are we going to tie?
How does that work?
I don't know. What happens?
Who picked Rick and Morty?
Well, I guess the person who picked the winner is the winner.
Yeah, no shit. Russia
was testing a new satellite last night.
Keon, you won. Right?
Keon World.
Keon World wins because they chose the winning one.
Congratulations, Keon World.
Congratulations.
You get a marathon. Tied.
I win.
Anna, will you concede?
Don't concede, Anna. Don't do it.
Nah, I'll accept defeat.
I feel like I should offer you an internship or something. You were really smart about the way you thought this through.
Yeah, do that.
Thank you. Yeah. But I already have a job.
Anna, you had a consolation
marathon. That's awesome.
I know.
Yeah, I still have a job, and I don't think they're going to be okay with me working for TV network.
Linear's questionable.
I might
so.
Be open to her in the future. Who knows?
Well,
can we offer Anna a consolation marathon?
Yeah, I think
because she did get 55 correct. That's what I was saying. It was a tie.
Pretty amazing.
Maybe she could participate in the anime-thon.
Tomorrow we'll run Keon World's marathon of Rick and Morty episodes that he's picked. Next Friday, we should run Anna's marathon of Aqua Teen episodes she's picked. That's what I think.
Well, Doris Smash chat says, Doris Smash says, I'm not even calling. Fuck you.
Wow.
Actually, not going to lie. I was kind of expecting a marathon in my favor, at least, like if I didn't win.
Wow. You've calculated everything.
Like, yeah,
of course you
I
were
think
expecting
over everything.
That.
They're so entitled, the youth, the Instagram generation.
I actually did not get Instagram until you guys like told me to in order to vote.
Oh,
because I thought you
it.
Were going to post like a voting system on your website.
Yeah.
I started using Instagram.
That's what
I was kidding. I love that you picked Aqua Teen. I can't wait to see your favorite episodes. I hope we get to see the one with MC Pee Pants.
What is your favorite episode, Anna?
Spoiler alert, no MC Pee Pants.
Ooh, she's already cut it. Nope.
Your favorite is.
I'm sorry. Like, I actually did include it, but, you know, there were just too many good episodes. There were only 16 slots, so.
I started out liking Anna, but now I think she's kind of brutal. Like, she doesn't want a job. She cuts MCP pants.
No, wow. I really love Anna more and more.
I mean, I have some other favorites on my list. I mean, there's Revenge of the Trees, the Paradise Diet, Hand Banana. I'm sure you like those.
Hand banana's
good, yeah.
Love every Aqua Teen Hunger Force episode. Even the film movie.
Let's look at the main bracket.
The O-ring.
Drag it in, Max.
Rick and Morty's right there in the middle. It won 59-41%.
As chosen by you, the
America.
Adult broken listener.
Just like the president.
His busted audience.
You did it again. Oops.
I mean, realistically, this isn't a surprising result.
We all saw it.
So you think this wasn't really worth hearing? You think this is a waste of our time?
No. Wow.
This is the most productive I've been today, like since the whole pandemic started.
If Rick and Morty are so special, why don't they go back in time and get rid of the virus?
It's a fictional program.
No, it's real.
No, he's got a point.
And didn't you see in the pictures how...
I thought the shows were a record of your past.
To Anna's point, there's an equal amount of hate them for that show that I don't think Aqua Teen generates, which is always an interesting a bit of tension.
Yeah, hate
because
them.
Because people call the fan base toxic. And I think that there are good Rick and Morty fans, but I think some of them, obviously based on McDonald's shenanigans, can get a little out of bounds.
Okay. Almost every fandom has their fair share of toxic fans. Like, some are just more prevalent than others. I guess in the case of Aqua Teen, like, I don't know, it has quite a fan base, but I think it's just really chill, like stoner chill.
Right. That makes
well
sense.
Said, Anna.
And what were you going to say, Kim?
Yeah, Kim, you're going to say something before Anna rudely cut you off.
I was going to say, like, to be fair, you guys, imagine that Rick and Morty had blown under the radar. Would we not all adore, like, the only reason that we're rooting for Aqua Teen, really, because I love everything we make. I really do. And that's so weird to say, but, like, is because Rick and Morty's become this juggernaut, right? And so you're like, why aren't all the other shows like equally popular? And then it makes you like, it's like coming from some jealousy place.
No, it's not jealousy.
I don't know.
It's trying to be cool because you're not part of the in crowd, right?
Exactly.
But
yeah.
I agree with
okay,
Kim.
Anna's here.
Sorry.
No, Anna, you're the expert. I'd love to hear what you have to say. No, I like how comfortable you are talking
to
everyone.
Anna is the expert. I only want to listen to Anna.
Like, I love adult. I love a lot of Adult Swim shows. You know, but sometimes, like, I do feel guilty of falling to this kind of thinking, like, oh, like Rick and Morty. You know, like they promote it all the time, while the other shows like don't get as much attention.
Agreed.
Like, why is that? But you know, I still have to think. Okay, well, yeah. I mean, Adult Swim loves Rick and Morty, but they can't depend on it all the time.
Well, the Rick and Morty is the first like massive hit we've had. The rest of the shows, to Kim's point, are stuff that we've built in house or we've built with people we've known forever. And there's a delineation there of like the stuff we make is just to make each other laugh and to like cut up. And like Rick and Morty's a great show. I think they've got a really talented crew. I would never say anything bad about it, but it's not the same as like, you know, the stuff we home grow, like Perfect Hair or Aqua Teen or the other shows. That's a differentiation. Should we have a non what is it?
No.
No.
I don't think that's totally fair because I think I mean, I think we do a lot of shows with people who aren't in the building, and we still, I think it's the popularity of Rick and Morty, because it's a really funny show. It's just hard, like, it's that thing where you don't like your favorite band after you're like, I like their first album, you know?
Right,
Kim, granted, you're the most popular of us.
I think people had that attitude about Robot Chicken for a long time. And Rick and Morty kind of just took that hate off the table because Robot Chicken was no longer sort of the big show of Adult Swim. You know, I guess people want their favorite show to be the most popular show of Adult Swim.
They're all connected.
And we've always been outsiders. So like trying like creating a show that's not an outsider show, we don't know how to behave with that on a certain level. All the shows we make are the stuff that's bizarre and that we love, and like we're just trying to get weird shit on TV, and then suddenly that's like, a hit. What the fuck are we supposed to do with that?
Like, oops, I don't think that belongs.
Syndicated on a major network, which might happen.
Exactly.
You never know.
Congratulations, Kian World. Congratulations, Anna. Two of the smartest Adult Swim fans.
You guys,
congratulations.
Great job.
And special thanks to our esteemed panelists, Kim Manning, Michael Cahill, Casper Kelly, and Krazar.
Thank you.
P.S. Krazar, I love Ballmaster. Hope it gets the third season.
Me too.
There might be some special surprises on the way.
Yeah.
It's been a long and epic summer.
So I'm going to miss this, Matt. I hope that we can start the anime bracket next week, because I don't have any romantic partners that live with me or anything, and I have nothing to do, so I'd like to have something to think about.
Aww. Just restart this. Just restart this tomorrow. Let's start this tomorrow again.
Let's get anime waifu.
I have a very hard pillowcase next to my bed, and I'll leave it like that.
There's another bracket on the horizon, so stay tuned, as they say, with a T-O-O-N.
Hey, good job.
Thank you for watching the Adult Swim Summer Showdown. We'll do it again sometime soon. Thanks, everyone, for participating.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good night.
It's been a dramatic Adult Swim Summer Showdown 2020. Thanks to everybody for participating. As always, we'd love to hear from you, adultswimpodcast@gmail.com. Thanks to Christina Loringer for producing this, and thank you for listening.